Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thanks for coming along. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Like us at 3, world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Coming up later on today, Marky Ramone. We'll be talking to him. We also got some Don Rickles tickets we're going to be giving away later this hour. Pair of tickets to see Don Rickles, Chinook Winds Casino this coming Saturday. He's also performing Friday. Two shows. But we got a pair of tickets for Saturday's show, including buffet. So we will be giving those away later on. We will give you your choice, and we have two contests you will be able to choose from. I will not give you the... one of which will be the When I Was a Boy. The other contest I will not give you now, because were I to give it to you now, it would allow you to prematurely prepare for said contest. And so we're going to spring it on you. So that'll be later on this hour. Also, CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten is going to be talking to us. And we've got the top five Ramones songs featuring Marky Ramones. 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson. Oh, is this Luke? Is this Luke from Australia? Luke in Australia. How are you, sir?
When I was a boy, we used to party rather hard into the wee small hours of the afternoon.
Just, you know, here's the weird thing is when you say that, you sound just like Bon Scott.
Really?
You totally. That was a whole lot of... That was... You really sounded a lot like a spoken word Bon Scott there. So, hey, how is life in Australia?
It's nice. Yeah, it's starting to get cold here, though, and I don't like that.
I thought it didn't ever get cold there. I thought you guys were always out under the blazing sun hunting buffalo or something, or whatever it is you do.
The dingoes.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question, Luke in Australia. Is it true, do dingoes eat babies?
I'm sure they do, but I haven't seen one do that since, you know, the big blow-up that happened before I was born.
What is the big blow-up?
I don't know anything. Trying to do our accents very poorly.
I'm an American. I don't really know anything about a country that's not my own. If it doesn't have like a McDonald's and a Gap every 30 feet, I don't know anything about it really. So.
No, I totally understand it. Actually, I was thinking just yesterday with all this talk of the world ending.
Yes.
Between Los Angeles and New York.
Yes.
Yep. The rest of the world would go on. You guys would end.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's got nothing to do with anything.
Thank you.
That's like that movie On the Beach. Remember that?
That's exactly what it's like. How can I help you today, sir?
Well, Kangaroo Jack, that is a piece of crap. I heard my name mentioned, and
what?
It was like the big pentagram bat signal went up. It hit the ionosphere. It bounced off. I was out the back. I saw the pentagram sign, and I thought...
You thought this was a good time to call America?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why not?
I got a couple.
What the hell were you summoning me for?
I have no idea. Tim, why was I mentioning Luke in Australia? Oh, it was that idiot family that left. Was it their family that left a kid? Oh, no, it was the kid with the arsenal.
Yeah, the kid with the arsenal.
There was some kid.
Yeah.
Posted a pic, because the MySpace is everywhere now. It's infested every corner of the world. There was some kid in Australia who he's like some 9-year-old or whatever, who posed for his MySpace page with his family's, quote, arsenal of guns. In the background. And apparently there's a low tolerance for that. Is there a low tolerance for people packing weapons in Australia? What do you got there as far as policy on people and guns and whatnot?
There is. We had a buyback scheme here a number of years ago, but I think you need to check the story, because that's Florida. That's Melbourne, Florida.
Really?
I saw that story today myself.
Tim, is that actually Melbourne, Florida?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Well, no one told me that. I'm sorry, were you just doing the Florida theme?
Yep.
Okay, wait, hold on. Do that one more time. All right. Thank you. No, that's genius. I can't tell the two apart. It's like I'm listening to an echo.
Listening.
No, that's fantastic. All right,
an international listener, can you explain what that is from?
Do you not know where this sound effect is? And I'm not trying to be an ugly American by assuming that everybody's got to know everything about America, but this is from a very famous television program that I thought even in the uncivilized woods of Australia you would know.
Yes, let me guess. It's Survivor.
No, it's... Okay, it's not. It's not Survivor. No, it's from Miami Vice.
Oh!
Do you guys not get do you guys not get Miami Vice in Australia? Did you ever see it?
I'm Sarah's age. I'm young and dumb.
It's still a classic, my friend.
Yeah, I watched three runs.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Yeah. It's like 4 a.m. there, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm about to go to bed in a minute.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you this. you mentioned the Americans come in there and go, dingoes ate my baby, or whatever the stupid whatever stupid accent is that they...
Or at least they don't have that guy feeding his baby to the crocodiles.
Yes. Let me ask you this. What are the three most irritating things? We should have you do like a top five someday, like top five most irritating things that Americans do. But give me like off the top of your head, like that, like the two most irritating things that Americans do in Australia.
Oh, gee.
I mean, I know there's probably too many to even list.
I don't even bother anymore because I just consider you my people. You know, who cares?
And so is that because of through the Rick Emerson show, we have all become brothers?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Can I tell you quickly,
yes.
I was actually in Phoenix a couple of years ago, and I was talking with five Americans and one Canadian, and
yes.
we were talking politics, and in the end, I actually just found it easier for me to just flick right in and talk like this, because it is actually lazier for me to talk like this when I'm around you guys. So,
you turn it on. That's a pretty good American voice there. You just turn it.
Thanks, man.
You just do
so how do we know he's actually calling from Australia? Because that's pretty impressive.
No, because we have his phone number. Because he gave us that number, and it works. So, remember...
Oh, God, you don't know that I'm calling from Australia.
Yes.
I could be talking from Brooklyn, you know?
Oh,
no, because the first time he was on, he gave us the whole number. And it had the 011 on the
other thing
room.
Is, I could actually be calling you from England.
It's just... Nope. Okay. You got to stop
Nobody
it now.
Nobody knows.
You're just weirding me out now.
Yeah.
All right,
I better bugger off now and let you talk to someone else.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right,
there you go. That's Luke in Australia. No, I remember we had that suspicion, and he left his number with you. And I called back later, and it was all like a lot of, hello? You know, just like, I'm sleeping.
I'm sleeping.
It's 5 a.m. All right, 503-733-2970. All right, it's 1:15. All right, here's what we're going to do. Baumgarten's coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk about something fascinating, something that I found really gripping, and...
Potty training.
Really?
Yes.
Why did I circle that?
I have no idea. The CNN guy actually laughed at me.
We're a family-friendly station.
It's from everybody in our family. To
How to potty train your baby in one day.
Oh, here's why. Okay. I was a little bit out of it this morning. We should talk about that this morning. I sent off an email today. It was one of those company emails going, you know, like, hey, thanks for everybody who came out. And, you know, like an internal email. Thanks for everybody who came to the Horns Across the Hawthorne thing, which we'll talk about in a second. I actually was so out of it. I actually had to go out to the outer office and I pulled somebody in to read it for me to make sure that I hadn't, like, gotten the name of the station wrong, like misspelled my own name or something. I was actually, and I carry a Franklin planner with me, everyone. I have for years. It's not like a recent corporate. I've carried one for like 12 years because I just can't do anything without it. I lose my Franklin planner and I can do nothing. If I don't write it down, it falls right out of my head. This morning I was, and you know, when you have a day planner, any, you know, the date book, you write down big things, you know, like whatever, like get car washed after work and, you know, big meeting with guy at 5. This morning, I was literally writing down things like, remember to eat breakfast, drink cup of coffee, sign name to email, press send. Like, just like writing down everything. I was all out of it. Here's why we booked Gary Baumgarten from CNN. He'll be coming to the bottom of the hour to talk about, I swear to Christ, this is what it says. Potty training your children in just one day. In New York Tuesday, parents were lined up at FAO Schwartz to meet the author of the book, Potty Train Your Child in Just One Day, Terry Crane. Now, here's why we mentioned this.
Does it involve one of those shot collars?
Okay. No. Yes, it involves a broom handle. It involves a broom handle and some duct tape.
Well, it looks like New York PD is probably teaching that one, huh?
Oh, no, I was just thinking with a whacking.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
A shot collar. Which, by the way, apparently the engineers have, from time to time, brought in a shot collar. And fitted each other with it and spent the day in the engineering office teasing each other with a shot collar, by the way. Should anybody worry about those guys? No, because we got the, because on last Friday, I got that fax, you know, it's like they spam us with those author faxes, like fascinating author for you to have in studio. And it was this woman. It was the Potty Train Your Child in Just One Day. And it's that book, like, Big Girls Use the Potty, which the title of which weirds me out.
I got homeless cats in the studio this week.
No, and remember we were wondering aloud last Friday, who would possibly do such a story? Who, in what world would anybody actually interview this person? And yet, right here, CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten. So
by the way, on Coin this morning, you would be happy to know that we had about six animal stories.
Oh, God. Great.
It was like warm and fuzzy animals aplenty.
Fantastic.
Did you have woman finds a live frog at a Burger King salad?
Or did you have dingo eats baby?
Mouse in burrito plot results in prison time?
No.
How about that one about the man who had the illicit relations with the donkey?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
I don't have that one either.
All right.
You think the Jolie Pitt baby could be potty trained in one day?
I don't like the phrase Jolie Pitt.
That's the new identity for this child.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt.
That's what its name tag will say.
Hello. My name is Shiloh Jolie Pitt.
Do it. Please do not call up and say these, but I'm just saying we should do some sort of internet.
Hold the string and hear the Jolie Pitt baby.
All right. Anywho. We deliberately did not talk a lot about Horns Across the Hawthorne last hour because I didn't want to get all sidetracked. And here's like 1:15, we're talking about Jolie Pitts and potty training. We got down there, and I mean, I made a list of just of all of the, because we had the multiple people dressed in. Do you see all those Satan's cheerleaders?
I did.
You go to RickEmerson.com, and there's at least one photo, I think maybe two of the Satan's cheerleaders. There's more coming. The official Horns Across the Hawthorne photograph, that's coming. Jason Crump, our man from Vanished Twin Photography, took all those. He's going through them all right now, and we'll get those up eventually. We'll have a high-resolution photograph of that, but I've got some from the people that I put up there. And even those ones I put on the website, because we were thinking it was either going to be like the crowd or it was going to be like two people. I mean, it was either going to be no one or there was going to be a sufficient number of people.
Because you're asking people to drive downtown in rush hour and find a place to park and then find something else.
Well, that's what it was.
And during the Rose Festival.
I mean, you can get Republicans to do something like that.
It's one of those things. No, there's some gays there. They're trying to marry. Everybody rush the park. But we were asking people, Tim totally nailed it. And it's one of those things you only realize after the fact, where you realize that you're asking
too much.
Yes, too much for too little. You realize you're asking hundreds of people to drive downtown and find a parking place in the Rose Festival to go
during rush hour.
In rush hour to go.
Where there are no parking places to be found anyway.
To go stand on the bridge for 2 hours in the sun. I mean, you say it now, and it just sounds retarded. But man, it was huge. I mean, first of all, we had been told that Fox might be there. We had been told that Fox 12 might film it. Our man Dave at Fox 12, they did that story last week, didn't even ask us. And I'm not complaining. I'm saying, like, we didn't even have to send a press release like last week.
Horns Across the Hawthorne is coming. Fox News is there.
And there's no need to ask. Just do it.
No, just do it. You don't need our permission. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? Just stand up there and go, just going to stand there and fill the camera frame with my nose. That's it, man. That's all we're going to do. That and point the camera down at the meter so you can see the logo. That's it. So if Fox 12 did anything. So Fox 12 showed up last night. And then right as the apotheosis of the moment is happening, right as the apex of it is happening, we hear that, that the whirring telltale noise of the K2 helicopter. So we look up. There's the K2 helicopter. And I mean, I'm surprised that we only made one bicyclist cry, because there was a good like 10 minutes there where if you were on that pedestrian path, you were going nowhere. You were not moving. If you were bicycling, how does it feel, bicyclist, huh? How does it feel to not be able to get where you're goddamn going? So, and we've only done, this is the only time we're ever going to do this. We're not there the last Friday of every month, like 80,000 of us blocking the roads.
Right, it's like the moon landing. It's a month of a lifetime.
So the K2 helicopter was there. So I went home last night. I watched K2. I watched Fox 12. And I think it was Fox 12, by the way. Remember how when Coin did the thing about the election? And they re-edited it so it was like that guy going, vote with your rifles. And then they cut to me, like, nodding my head effusively, like, yes, vote with your rifles. That's a great idea. Last night, God bless him, but last night, what did they say on Fox 12? A local radio station, cleverly avoiding the use of the station's name, they say, a local radio station, blah, 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 666, lined the bridge with 300 people praising the devil. And you can totally picture that, like every CBS radio executive at home choosing that moment to tune into Fox 12.
They really said praising
they did.
The devil.
350 people or whatever many people they said, lining the bridge, praising the devil.
Oh,
our blah,
wow.
Blah, blah has more. And then they cut to a guy, face painted red, huge screw on devil horns, coming out of his forehead, clearly drunk, missing his teeth. That's the guy they find. But here's what, I don't know if this is true or not, but I know we were on Fox because I saw it. I know we were on K2 because I saw it. Somebody told me that we were also on KGW, and somebody told me that we were on Coin. Is that, and then somebody told me we were on K2 again this morning. Is that true? Does anybody know?
I've heard things to that.
So,
Gia, I mean, I haven't seen them all. I couldn't watch everything.
Well, Gia, who works in marketing, she said that we were also on KGW. She saw that. Several people say that. And if somebody also, do you know if we were on Coin?
We weren't this morning.
Okay, so but I mean we were on K2 again.
And usually they mention stuff in the morning meeting, and they didn't say anything.
It really is.
But
just
that was
amazing.
Kind of a long walk down there for them.
They could just point the camera at the freaking window. We got there, and as we started filing on, because when you're all spread out in a park, it's like you don't really know how many people are going to be there. It's hard to tell. You can't really get a grasp for how many people it is. And again, we were, who knows when we're going to show up. We didn't know. And so we were there, and the first thing we see are the cops standing there. The cops, and it's like the Pacific Blue cops, you know, with the, like they're on the bicycles. And Sarah, to her credit, did some fantastic schmoozing with the man.
They were gathered right next to the tent when people were first starting to show up.
Because I'm pretty sure that the two things happened. That the cops were feeling very unsure about whether they wanted this to take place, and that I believe some people who may or may not have been with the Rose Festival were telling us flat out that we couldn't do it. And so I think that was the thing where we just decided to plunge on ahead with it. But you kind of schmoozed the man, and you allayed all of their concerns. Is that right?
Yeah, it was great. Because they were over there. I always get calm in panicky situations.
And I was late. I was at Starbucks, of course.
Yeah, you were at Starbucks fetching coffee.
Because Sarah, my phone rings, you know, and I'm at Starbucks. She's like, where are you? I'm at Starbucks. She's like, I'm here. The cops are hassling us. But you totally worked it. You totally made everything
fun. Yeah, they were really nice.
They were very cool. We should say that.
Yeah, I think they just wanted an explanation, and I told them what they wanted to hear, and they left.
So we should note that they were initially very sort of, what's going on here, and why are all these people in horns here?
And I was with another girl, and she was described, she's like, oh, what's the station, you know, that hates women? I'm like, not that.
I think what confused them the most is, well, we heard this in the show with a tiny audience. What's going on here?
Well, and I think if you look at it from their perspective, it probably did look a little disturbing. Because there's like a bunch of guys, red face paint and a trident.
Yeah, he said, oh, you're an actual radio station, so you aren't some like Satan cult. And I'm like, no.
No. Can't we be both? So we went up, and the cops were very cool, though. And in fact, you know, that guy, Paul, that was doing the photograph from the river, the Coast Guard actually gave him an escort out there. There's a listener, Paul. There's a guy out there who's going to be taking the photograph on his boat. The Coast Guard actually escorted him out to the river, let him take all the photographs, and then they escorted him right back. So we start the long trek up the bridge. I should have brought my bullhorn with me, by the way. I'll get it during the break.
No,
it's fantastic.
Mike Chase, I don't think so.
That bullhorn I got.
This room is a bit small.
That's the best $100 that was ever spent by anybody. Because I got this bullhorn
so I could make the big announcements to the crowd like this.
It's such a feeling of power you have never had. You don't know from power till you hold that in your hand. You could be heard half a mile away.
I know. You were saying everything in that thing.
You know how
George W. Bush did well with it.
And all the people, they're all going to hear from us soon.
I should have said that. I was trying to think of famous bullhorn speeches to make.
You should have done something from the wall.
Oh, yeah, I totally.
That one back there, you don't look right to me. Yeah.
So I was reduced to doing the airplane.
They gave that to you? They gave you the air horn?
Yeah. Last night I was reduced to doing the,
there's no parking in the white zone
with that bullhorn. But so then we start moving up onto the bridge. And I mean, it quickly
becomes. Which was a surreal experience.
It was so bizarre. And especially because, again, the cops were very cool. The police were very nice to us. They did not bother us at all. They were only there in case something went awry. But the whole time we're there, we're being very careful, very cautious about it. And it quickly becomes apparent that there are like many, 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 many people there. And we lined the entire Hawthorne Bridge, probably two or three deep, it seemed like to me. It was just it was fantastic. It was glorious. It really was. Just the most insane, bizarre, wonderful, freakish, misfit, fantastic entourage of people. You know what I mean? It was just so great. And it was really, really great. Because we were sort of, it was sort of like a parade where Tim and Sarah and I were sort of at the front. And then everybody was falling behind us. So it really was like some weird, it was like some weird entourage in hell kind of thing. Because here come Tim and Sarah and I, and then behind us, just hundreds of people. All wearing something with like a pentagram or something with like a skull or numerous umlauts or whatever on it. And then the boat guy is there. And then we're all on the phones and we're running back and forth. And then we count down and everybody. And I caught, I don't know if you guys actually had the chance to look back though and see at the moment all of the horns raised.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's. Just when we practiced it down on the lawn, and we were surrounded by all these people. We said, well, let's do a practice devil horn. We counted, everybody did it. I mean, it's just the most amazing thing you've ever seen in your life. So, and everything was fine. There's no problem. No one got arrested. No one caused a ruckus. No one was disruptive. It really was. Is this Jim Roop? Or Gary Baumgartner? I keep saying Jim Roop.
Well, do you want to merge the breaks again like last time?
Let's just do that.
Okay. Never mind. We're desperate to hear about Connie.
More than you can possibly imagine. We want to hear about potty training.
Oh, I can't believe you said that.
Unless he wants to hear a cluster of spots first.
Yeah.
Would you like to use the facilities before you go?
Would you like to hear some Orkin vacuum cleaner spots, perhaps?
You have to say that to Rick.
Well, does he want to
come?
Okay. All right. Is this Gary Baumgartner here?
All right.
So, the whole thing just came off without a hitch. Well, I mean, it really, and we had those cool, those like laminates, those like backstage pass things. Those are badass. The t-shirts, pentagram of prizes at Dante's later. That was just a whole surreal experience in and of itself, by the way. And we'd like to thank Stephanie for the band Cleveland and Mike D from I Can Lick NAS will be in the house. For stepping behind the bar and helping us out there because it's...
Yeah, once again, they only give us one bartender and these people. Never
it's left. That same old story where it's like we tell them in advance. We're like, look, it's an audience that likes to drink. People like to... they're a drinking people. And then they always say the same thing. And again, I'm not trying to bust anybody's chops, but it's that whole... I hate to invoke this, but it is that whole Aaron Hubert tiny audience perception again. Whatever AM talks, whatever midday show on an AM station... Big crowd, whatever you say. We get there, one bartender, like 300 people coming in the door. And so, but thank God, so Mikey D and Stephanie jumped behind the bar and they helped out. They actually work there when they're not in the band. So it was, anyway, it was a good time. It was really fantastic. Is this Kristen? Can she kind of hang, do you think?
I think she can.
Because I got a Gary Baumgarten, I got Kristen.
Okay.
My bunions. All right. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
New York City. Oh, yeah. New York City, I love New York City, oh yeah, New York City.
Live from the city that never sleeps, Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio correspondent. How are you, sir?
I am terrific. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I am rolling along. We had the most fantastic event yesterday. We had horns across the Hawthorne, and the Hawthorne is this bridge that spans the Willamette River here. And we lined up. I think the final count that we got, because we were giving out these sort of laminas, these backstage passes, and they were numbered, and we gave out 347 or something of them. And then I know there was people beyond that. So I know we have a definitive count of 350 people. Then however many people beyond that. It was fantastic. And then everybody did the big, rock and roll devil horns at the same time. We got a fantastic picture of it. It was really kind of the best moment of anybody's life. It was
excellent.
Genius. It really was. How are things in the city that is, in the York that is new, my friend?
You know, we're talking about being potty trained and it's raining and that brings to mind, but,
are we losing the call?
And I think this is a cliffhanger of a story.
It's a guarantee.
We're teasing people.
All right, we lost Gary Baumgarten. All right, well, should we take advantage of this time to break, Sarah?
Sure.
All right. Can Kristen from accounting, we'll get to her in a second. I apologize. We'll hold. We'll have her hold. We'll come back. We'll do that. It's 503-733-2970. You stay there. We will continue after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. Stay there. Back out of this.
on director, should I guess them up? Well, you was doing 55 and the 54. Uh-huh. Lost the registration, it's the body of the car. You can't...
It's the Rick Emerson Show live from... I keep forgetting I have the button up. 503-733-2970.
You've had the button for like a month now.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Keep forgetting I have it. Oh, and I forgot to do the bullhorn, too. Maybe I should do the whole interview with Marky Ramone through the...
Marky Ramone! Come away from the car! The Blues Brothers. Rhythm and Blues Review. On Lake Minnegana.
All right. 503-733-2970. So Rick Emerson Show. It is 676. The day after Horns Across the Hawthorne. We're talking about that. In just a moment, we will grab Gary Baumgarten from the city that never sleeps. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Kristen from accounting. Hey, sister, what's up with you?
Howdy.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, awesome. Awesome evening last night. Kudos all around.
No, it was fantastic. And we knew some people would be there, but I mean, the turnout was just, it was the new, because the mainstream media, they were, the news reports had the turnout at like between 200 and 300. I was talking to the promo people this morning, and they were saying that, again, they were giving out the numbered laminates and that they ran out at like 347.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's so cool. We had just the best audience in the history of all audiences everywhere.
Once again, you know, the media all mentioned something about it, but did anybody actually call to find out what it was actually about?
No,
just about worshiping Satan.
I swear to God, listen to this. I just got this from Eric. Some guy, Eric, emailed this in. Rick, about the Horns Across the Hawthorne media coverage, listen to this. Matt Zaffino at KGW cut to a live shot of the bridge at about 6:10 during his segment right at the height of Horns Across the Hawthorne. He said you were people lined up to watch the dragon boats.
So, right.
There you go.
Painfully uninformed.
Always taking the time to get to the bottom of the story, presenting the news in an accurate fashion for the people.
And, you know, we also have to give props. I know you mentioned Stephanie, who just rocks all the way around.
Yes,
Mike G from SOB.
Absolutely.
But, you know, little Sarah was there. She was the gal that was behind the bar when we first got there. Mm. She was the only bartender on.
They kind of didn't warn her.
She was doing it, and she had that look of panic on her face a few times. But
well, yeah, because imagine that you're there. You're, you know, no offense, I mean, but it's like 6:30 on a Tuesday. You're sitting at Dante's, just kind of hanging out, doing work behind the bar, serving like one guy who's been there,
whatever.
And then 300 Emerson listeners who've been in the sun all day,
who are hot and sweaty
Seriously.
And just need a drink.
They all walk in the door at once. Serve me, you know. And I mean, it's just I would not want that. Yeah. So
and Stephanie was not supposed to work. She was just coming in. They were trying to load in, and they couldn't do that. That's why I stepped in and helped Matt. Matt, the bass player from Cleveland, also works at Dante's.
No, it was a fantastic turnout.
He ran behind the bar and was hooking them up with, you know, whatever they needed.
It really was pretty genius. Have you checked out the photos at rickemerson.com?
I did. I checked them out. They're awesome.
There's a slideshow there. There's a couple photos just kind of from the people. And then as soon as the official photographs come in, we're going to be getting those up there as well.
And good news, I might also have some optional photo different views.
Are you drunk?
No.
Okay.
I can't speak more about it, but I might have other additional photos for you.
Fantastic. And apparently I've got some photographs that someone took of your cleavage, so we'll be posting those as well.
Which is, how does that happen since I don't have any? They must be talking about somebody else.
We should move on at this point. Maybe it's photoshopped.
That would be awesome.
I don't know.
I could just carry that around with me.
If you can just show that to people, make that your MySpace picture. It would be improper of me to continue this conversation. I should move along.
Excellent.
Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
All right,
thank
there you.
You.
Go. Kristen and accounting. There you go.
So what about this potty training?
Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show again. And wait through the whole.
It's a big yelling buildup.
Note to self. Shorten this live from the city that never sleeps. The city of a thing with the crap. Gary Baumgarten. Hi, Gary.
You know, the city doesn't sleep, but apparently my Verizon phone does. I apologize for earlier, but I'm in a better spot now. I've got four bars. We're good to go.
Excellent. Let me ask you this, Gary Baumgarten. I'm looking here at the CNN sheet, and you're a man. You've covered some of the big stories of our time. You've talked about, of course, the tragic events of 9/11. You have talked about many of the great and climactic moments in our electoral history. You have talked about world leaders and kings, celebrities. On this Wednesday, when you are covering potty training, are you being punished for something?
You know, it's interesting that you should put it in that perspective, because if you stop to think about it, what affects more people? The debate on gay marriage in Washington, D.C., a debate that's going absolutely nowhere, or how many people have children and have had to suffer through the difficulties in getting their kid potty trained?
Now, see, look at you. See, I was all ready to make fun of you. You've completely turned me around. That's why you're at CNN. That is really why you're there. That's why you make the big dollars. No, it's true. I never really thought about that.
Well, you know, I went to FAO Schwarz, the famous toy store, where they were doing a book signing for, you know, for this book, How to Potty Train Your Child in One Day. And I thought, okay, I go there. The author would be there. There wouldn't be a lot of people. I could do a quick interview. I'm telling you, they were lined up. And it wasn't just to buy the book and get it signed, but they all wanted to get some words of wisdom.
Is it
because these poor parents are tearing their hair out. And I remember back in those days how, you know, you wonder, is the kid ever going to do it? You know?
That's got to be an awkward feeling.
It's a big part of, you know, of child rearing. And if you can, I mean, I wish these techniques had been known, you know, when I had young children, because to not have to endure that and, you know, and turn this around in 24 hours is a pretty amazing
And it's got to be difficult too, because as a parent, again, I do not have children, but you, it's got to be difficult though that you're sitting there, you're trying to potty train your child, and this is, by the way, the most times we have ever used the phrase potty on this program. But you, and you're sitting there, and in the back of your mind, I mean, you don't want to think it, but in the back of your mind, you're wondering if you've got somehow like the one defective kid that's never going to learn it ever.
Right.
He's going to be that kid.
Right.
He's in 12th grade in a diaper.
Right,
all the other kids are pointing.
No.
He smells all day. You don't want that kid. And so, but it, I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it's, here I am again, for weighing in further on something that doesn't affect me. But it doesn't. When they say do it in a day, it seems like that's a lie. It seems like that can't possibly be true.
Well, I, you know, I did not see, you know, with my own eyes, anybody actually successfully getting their child to do this in a 24-hour period. But what she says is that you should make a party out of it. And have party favors and balloons and ice cream and
so
cake
creepy.
And, you know, make it a big deal. And so it's a fun thing for the child. And, you know, if your child is ready, and there are some indicators that in the book they offer that you can determine whether your child is really ready to do this, you know, your son or daughter, along with his or her friends even, all get potty trained at a party at the same time.
No, you did not just use the phrase get potty trained at a party.
That's right. That's exactly how they do it. They say that you should get I don't want me to get graphic, but an anatomically correct doll to show the child how it's done. And then we're going to have a big party and celebrate this great success.
Till it comes with a...
What kind of a cake do you even get for such a... Never mind. I don't even want to know. You're making...
Wait, so there's a doll that demonstrates?
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
Here's the weird thing, Gary. This is the strange... Because you were talking to a room full of people who have no children, and I think we are all... We're getting that.
I did have to housebreak a puppy recently, and there was no party for that.
Well, and they don't make shock collars for children. They're too big. You're talking to a whole room of people. We're all getting that peculiar skin crawling look on our face.
You know what? If you have children sometime in your future, and hopefully God will bless you, you will, you know, understand. You will reflect back on this interview more so than any other interview that we've ever conducted.
And I will say,
how many little blessings do you have, Gary?
Well, they're not little any longer, but I have two.
And people will say, that Gary Baumgarten, he helped me in a tangible way.
Maybe.
All right.
Kind of like
you
Oprah.
Know, maybe.
It's possible. Just like you and Oprah. Gary, enjoy the rest of your day, my friend. We will talk to you very soon.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio correspondent.
Would you rather go see the Budweiser Clydesdale giving a bath, shampoo, blow dry, and mane braiding?
I would rather be beaten to death with hammers. Okay?
I'll call her back and tell her no.
I'd rather
Jansen Beach outside the Burlington Coat Factory.
I would rather die in a fire. Let me just say that right now.
No, Clydesdale, bath for you.
Can we all vote? That was hands down the most horrifying phone call we've ever taken. I don't care.
I think we might have fallen out of Gary Baumgarten's favor.
I don't care. A potty training
you
party.
You booked it. What were you thinking?
Because I was curious. Because again, you were here last Friday.
Well, how serious people with children take that.
We got that. Well, we got that fax about like you did fantastic. Get light up the phones.
I just hope there's another follow up interview on how to remove stubborn stains.
It's 503-733-2.
How about scrapbooking and quilting and needlepoint?
What about playing bunco in the suburbs? Oh, somebody sent me a Hillo Cares, a huge close-up of Christian's cleavage. There you go. Right there. Right there.
Oh.
That looks like some cleavage.
It sure is.
Excellent. I'll be taking bids right now, starting at $10. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, I just rented Rock and Roll High School. You need to tell me, is this movie really lame or is it genius? I cannot tell. No, genius.
Genius.
Roger Corman. I think I liked it, but I'm not sure. It sort of messed up my head. Thank you for any clarification, Sarah, like Oswego. No, it is in fact, genius. So there you go. Just in case anybody wants to know. We got Marky Ramone. We're going to be talking to him in just a short while. By the way, Rick, not everything was a devil horn. I know of at least one Vulcan salute that made it into the photo yesterday. You knew what had to happen. Nursing a sunburned head. That's Jim. How about this? Rick, the best part of the gathering was seeing the Rose Festival organizer arriving in his, kid you not, Segway. The best moment, though, was when he asked someone what was going on, and about 20 audience members at once shouted,
"Come on! Come on! Come on!"
All right. Also, one of the cops driving by glared at us, then honked and gave the devil horns. Cops rock, says this email. All right. All right. Should I be taking these calls?
Yes. Sure.
All right. And then we have to break, so we got Marky Ramone coming up at 2.
Could be more questions on potty training.
Fingers crossed.
That was, you know what I read down? That was a spoken, like, net lingo internet thing. You know, it's like you see that in an email sometimes where it's like, somebody will be like, you know, somebody will email you, they'll be like, well, I'm waiting on that copy of the contract from that company. And then they'll put an asterisk, you know, fingers crossed. It's totally, or, you know, like, stares nervously at phone waiting for call.
Oh,
that's
man.
Totally what you just did. You just spoke some internet to speak out loud.
It's because you were all that time on the MySpace.
You were Ted Dork. Yeah. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is Ron from Sherwood. Hey,
Ron.
Want a man.
Sherwood, what's up?
Hey. How come I got arrested the last time I tried to hold a potty training party?
Okay. Thank you. That's the end of the phone. Right. Yes. Yes. All right. And
that was fantastic.
Yesterday or the potty training party?
Well, what's that?
Never mind. Yesterday was
follow-up.
No, yesterday was fantastic. I'm looking at just, again, the initial smattering of photographs at rickemerson.com. They are pretty great. One of just the devil horns in the air. One of this one on the top left, and I realize I'm on the radio, but you can't. Tim, you look at this right here. Even there in this photograph, there's one on the top left. You can see just how many people there are. It's amazing. And this is not even, again, not to knock it, but this is not even like the official photograph. This is just sort of taken by a guy. This was taken by our friend Steven, I think, as he's ascending the staircase. It's amazing.
I know.
Really is just genius. It's if ever anybody ever needed proof that this is like the greatest city and greatest audience on earth. I mean, this is absolute, final, concrete, tangible proof that Portland is
right back at you and greatest subcultural ruler of the subculture.
Thank
I mean, I, how many times has someone suggested something silly like this and everybody said, oh, that's too stupid?
Yeah. Nothing is too stupid for this program.
Nothing is too stupid for Portland.
It's true. All right. With Bron, we got to run. Thank you, my friend.
Sir.
All right. There you go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, Rick. This is Jim. How you doing?
Hey, Jim. What's up?
Hey, great. I want to give you kudos, man. It was well organized, well attended, and there was actually a payoff at the end where, you know, most of these radio things, you show up and nothing happens.
Yes.
And so I was the guy that was interviewed by Channel 2. I had the double mask on. And
had the
horns on. And that guy had not a clue as to what was going on.
No, it's so great, too. It's like, we ask these people if they worship the devil or whatever it is, and then they cut to you in a devil mask.
Right, well, they put a disclaimer. They go, Darcy Nolan and her husband, Jim, who are not devil worshippers. Uh-huh.
And then he goes
into the story. It was pretty funny. And he was kind of a new guy in town. I had never seen him before. And He looked like he was a little scared at first, and then he kind of started to loosen up a little bit, and then he interviewed my wife, not knowing that we were together until the end of the story.
Yeah. No, it was good. I saw the piece last night. Yeah, you look good for a guy in a devil mask.
Not bad for a $5 mask. Can I give a shout out to the person, the place I got it from?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
The Bazaar of the Bazaar.
Excellent.
That's the name of the place over on Northeast 72nd and Gleason. So, again, man, thanks. That was a great event. You guys put it on well. And we actually ran into people down there that we knew, which to me means we were in the right place at the right time.
You know, here's the thing is I get this a lot, actually, where people You know what it is? And okay, here's the worst analogy on earth. This is the worst analogy ever. I am acknowledging that now. I have nothing better. It's like on The Sopranos when Christopher goes to that Narcotics Anonymous meeting,
right,
or SMAC, and then Juliana Margulies is there, and he's like, wait a minute, I didn't know you were addicted to heroin, too. Well, you know what it is? It's like it's just like a Rick Emerson event. You go there. No, and people are like, you know, hey, it's so-and-so that I work with, or it's a guy I knew, or somebody I went to school with, and it's like they were both kind of listeners of the show. And then, you know what? That's not about, like, how great we are and the glory of the show. It is just that there is this great, weird, wonderful, glorious, fringe, misfit, fantastic group of people that sort of is kind of coalesced around the show. And you look into this photo, man, you see them all there. So I got to rub it. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. One more here. Rick Emerson Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Seth.
Hi, Seth.
I was just looking at your website, and I saw Multnomah County, behold the power of Rick. Multnomah County puts up the sign, stop here, on the devil horn.
Yeah, are you looking at it right now. Are you seeing that right now, sir? Uh-huh. Did you saw that picture? Yeah, it's...
Yeah, that rocks.
No, it's very cool. In fact, I've seen a couple, you know, those big flashing red hands that they have some of the intersections? I've seen over the I've seen a couple of those that have somehow transmogrified into devil horns as well. So when they flash, it's a big flashing devil horn. That's because Portland rules... Trump.
Nice.
Right. Thank you, Seth.
Rick, Sarah, and Tim Rule.
Thank you, Seth. I appreciate it.
Bye.
Stimulated the downtown economy because when I was taking the Max home after all this, still a lot of the listeners are milling around buying things downtown, and ordinarily there wouldn't be anybody there that time of the day.
That's what I'm talking about. Rick Emerson really, this program is good for America. This program is America.
Perhaps it should be nationally syndicated.
That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah. I take that back.
That seems like a poor choice. I'm just trying to keep it syndicated to, like, you know, people outside of this room. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Marky Ramone coming up here in just a few. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.